The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Haiti still doesn't have a new president, and it still hasn't held the runoff election to choose one. A runoff had been scheduled for December 27th. It's been postponed until January 24th. But the clock is ticking. Haiti's constitution says a new president has to be sworn in by February 7th. Today is the sixth anniversary of Haiti's catastrophic 2010 earthquake, and this latest crisis is the last thing the Western Hemisphere's poorest country needs. But a quick synopsis. Haitian businessman Jovenel Moïse supposedly won the first round of presidential voting back in October. Moïse is the hand-picked candidate of outgoing Haitian president Michel Martelly. Moïse now faces the second-place finisher Jude Celestin. The problem? Celestin refuses to take part. He and many others say the first round was so poorly run and had so much fraud they don't believe the runoff will be fair. Last week, a special commission appointed by Martelly all but agreed with them. To help us figure out where this mess is headed, I sat down with Eduardo Gamarra. He's a political expert at Florida International University, and he's been in the thick of Haiti's drama as a pollster and consultant there. Thanks for talking with us, Eduardo.
Thank you for having me.
So where do you think the truth lies here?
I doubt very, very much that there was the kind of, you know, massive organized fraud that that people are charging. I think one might argue that the biggest and most recurring problem in Haiti is fraud. But the fraud that occurred probably occurred on all sides. And it occurred largely because of the inefficacies of the system. Probably Haiti's greatest problem is the fact that they have to elect a new court to hold elections for every new election.
When you refer to the court, you're talking about the CEP,
the
Provisional
exactly.
Electoral Council.
So not only is it expensive, but at the same time, you're essentially setting up the country for electoral failure every single time.
Your company conducted a poll before the first round that predicted Moïse would win, and you've said you believe he won that first round legitimately. Mm-hmm. Why?
President Martelly is a very popular man. He may not have been a very good president in the view of many people, but he is consistently polled above 50%. So anybody whom Martelly would have endorsed would have automatically have had an advantage in the electoral process. Notwithstanding all of the fraud that has been alleged, all of the incompetence of the court, the reality is that there were two exit polls, one which was done by the OAS, which confirmed basically the results. In fact, it gave Jovenel Moïse 2 percentage points above the results.
I also just want to clarify something. You were once a consultant to Martelly's former prime minister, Laurent Lamothe, but not to Martelly himself,
That's
right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now to my question. Martelly's critics say a big problem is that he's trying to manipulate this election because by law he can't run for a second term and that he plans to use Moïse as a sort of puppet so he can stay in power. Is it a fair charge?
I'm originally from Bolivia, as you know. We used to say that in Bolivia, all intrigue is true. Well, I'm beginning to think sometimes that it's truer in Haiti than it is in Bolivia.
Right.
But is Martelly going to be able to dictate whatever Moïse will be able to do as president? I think it's arguable, but I would say that probably Jovenel is going to would be much more independent than people speculate.
The commission report said about two-thirds of election workers in Haiti aren't able to do their jobs properly.
Right.
Do you personally think a reliable runoff election can be held by January 24th?
Well, look, the same problems that plagued the elections on October 25th are going to be there. It's the same electoral court. The same kinds of problems of lack of specialization, incompetence, etc., are going to be there.
The Obama administration sent envoys into Haiti last week to find solutions to this mess.
You know, what Haiti needs above all is stability. That is what the U.S. has been advocating for a long time. And they also sort of have fallen into the position that bad elections are better than no elections.
Thanks again, Eduardo.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That was FIU's Eduardo Gamarra. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.